Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
So is this love for real, or is it just to get U.S. citizenship? That is what Claire here is wondering. We got her on the voice disguiser.
After watching that debate, somebody actually wants to move here.
I hear you, man.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yep. Hey, Claire, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
All right. So is this about you, or is this about a friend, family member?
So this is about a family member, my sister. So she met her now husband when she was working abroad, and they worked together for about 2 months before they had to kind of separate and do long distance. And then shortly after that, he decided to come move to the U.S. with her on a travel visa. So a lot has happened since then, obviously. So pretty much once he moved here, or right before he moved here, actually, she did find out from somebody that there was some infidelity in the relationship when they were long distance, but she obviously decided to forgive him and move past that and move in together. And shortly after moving together, about 6 months, they got engaged, which isn't surprising because she is a little bit older, so she's trying to settle down and have a family, and they did seem compatible at the time, but then they kind of surprised us when they got engaged pretty quickly and then went off and eloped in the courthouse so he could go ahead and start his visa process so he wouldn't have to be deported and do long distance again, where she feared he might not be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to one, when you're on a visa, with the K-1 visa, she had to sign to be a financial sponsor for him, so that adds a whole another layer of stress to where even if they did get divorced or anything, she is financially responsible for him.
Really?
In the U.S. Yeah.
Huh.
And that is minimum, like it seems like 10 years of him working, but like if he decided that he didn't want to work or if he got hurt or anything, she could be financially responsible for his whole life while he's here. So that's kind of stressful for everybody. But anyway, the past year, stress has definitely built up for them financially as he doesn't seem super motivated to work. They're both entrepreneurs, so he has worked while he's here, but in contributing what she thought was as much as he could. But then she found out he's actually been investing his money into crypto instead of helping contribute towards bills first and their credit card debt. So that's where the big dilemma has happened with this financial infidelity. She asked to sit down and talk over finances and see how much he's putting into crypto. And he just outright refused and said that, you know, you're not my mom. I can handle my finances. And he said that he didn't love her anymore and just would rather get a divorce than looking over finances. So what was weird was that quickly after saying all those hurtful things, and like y'all talked about before, by the time you won divorce, things have probably not been good for a little bit in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He has now said, oh, we can try to work it out. I'll sit down with you. But then it was like a whole week before they sat down, and he did log into his bank account. She saw that he didn't have much money in there, and they talked about budget and stuff, but obviously I'm like, if he hasn't been truthful before, he could have just moved around the money. So that would be my fear. But they came up with amounts that he could put towards crypto each month that they'd be comfortable with, so he could help contribute towards their rent and car payment and all that stuff. And after agreeing upon that, she found out a few days later he admitted that he put in $100 more than what they agreed upon. So she's just not really sure what to do. Obviously, there's been a loss of trust. They're not communicating very well.
Are they uh-huh. still in a window where if she gets divorced, he goes back to whatever country it was that he came from?
So that's what I'm worried about. So pretty much after you've been married for 2 years, it sounds like it's pretty hard to get out of the sponsorship and to get them out of the U.S. So it's been that 2-year window barely. And then what I'm wondering is, did he change his mind all of a sudden that he doesn't want to get divorced? Because at the end of the year, they have a 3-year meeting with the government, and after that meeting, he can get his 10-year visa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's probably it, right?
I mean,
there.
I'd get out now.
The yeah. math is mathing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I started to check out the conversation with the first infidelity. The fact yeah. that she did that happen while he was in the country already, or he still hadn't gotten his visa.
He still hadn't gotten his visa. He was in a different country at that point.
Yeah, that would have been it for me.
But he was in a different country, so it doesn't count. Yeah, what happens there stays there.
That's only Vegas. That's not. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a new NATO rule. That would have been it for me right there. Because it never gets any better, right? The beginning of a relationship. This dude is doing everything he can to get into this country, and he still can't keep it in his pants. So that would have been it for me. And with all this other stuff lined up, it seems like a pretty easy decision here. This guy, he's a piece of work. I think that I would just let it go at this point.
I'm with you on that one. I mean, the man couldn't be on his best behavior before he even had the visa in hand. That was everything you needed to know. But we've crossed that bridge already. But at this point, I would stop now, count my losses before it gets even worse.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with y'all. I think this guy sounds incredibly sketchy. I think this relationship should have ended at the infidelity, because that tells me everything you need to know. If you can't behave before you guys are in a committed marriage, then that behavior is going to follow you into that. So I'm with both these guys.
She sounds like she's a determined person and she wants to make it work. But if somebody keeps showing you time and time again that they're not putting in that same effort, it's time to walk away.
Yeah, my guess is as soon as he crosses whatever citizenship finish line this is to where he can stay here, this marriage is over. I'm guessing that he wanted to get back together after the thought of divorce, because there was some kind of legal thing that was keeping him in the country. This is just speculation, but there's so much crap going on here. She's the one putting everything into it and is risking everything, and he's showing her nothing. I'd say bail now, man.
Bail now.
And if they do get a divorce, just clarifying, Claire, does that mean how long is she going to be fiscally responsible for him if they get a divorce?
So even if they get divorced, she could still be on the hook for paying anything that he can't make for the poverty level, which I think is around $20,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So whatever he doesn't make, so if he doesn't work at all, he could sue her to pay $20,000 a year, which I don't think he would do at this point, because he knows that they don't have that money. But that could change at any point. Even if she's in another relationship in the future, she would still be legally responsible for him unless he decides to give that up. And so what she did ask him, like, hey, if this wasn't about the visa, if it isn't it, then willingly give it up and walk away if you're not happy with me. But of course, he's not willing to do that. But she doesn't want to give up on a marriage without trying therapy and stuff like that. But I'm kind of with y'all. I don't think therapy's going to fix this. And then who's going to pay for the therapy?
Exactly. Yeah,
I feel like this guy. Bill. Yeah, this guy is just holding on. He is just 100% holding on. I bail now, okay?
All right. Thanks, y'all.
I think we're all under the same impression here.
Yeah. Get out of there.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So y'all seen that show? What Would You Do? Where you get put in situations and you have to decide how you're going to act?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a version of What Would You Do? Father Husband Edition.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to give you three options. And you have to tell me which option you would choose. Your daughter's birthday party is today.
Aw.
You have guests arriving at 1 p.m. Do you, one, help your wife get ready for the party and pick up the cups that she requested? Do you, two, just watch the college football games? Or do you, three, go to the gym for 2 hours?
Which games are on?
Well, it's college game day. And all of them. Literally everybody's playing.
Well, I mean, it don't take that long to get the cup she requested, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could do that at halftime.
Yeah, right? But you can't do both.
You're not going to do that.
That's not an option.
Let's be real.
Two.
I'm actually, the honesty is refreshing. it's like a spring rain in here. It's so refreshing.
I am picking up the cups before I go to the gym and giving myself plenty of time.
option one and a half, apparently.
Yeah.
So I'm going to answer as a man. I'm not going to make the decision that I would make, the smart decision. Instead, I'm going to make the decision that I was forced into this weekend, because while we were all recovering from our family trauma this weekend, heaven forbid we go to a nice cocktail bar in a new city and check out the waterfront downtown. No, I was held hostage in a Buffalo Wild Wings in Pensacola, Florida, because UGA Alabama was on. And heaven forbid we don't stream the thing on our phone. We're at a place everybody wants to go to. No, we're going to a mid-tier sports bar in a small town, so I'm going to.
You were in the wrong on that whole thing, by the way.
So, yeah, my friend's husband asked her. He asked. At least he asked. He goes, can I go to the gym? And she's like, okay, the party starts at 1. Yeah, you can go to the gym. Not expecting him to go to the gym for 2 hours and then forget to pick up the cups on the way home.
Oh, yeah, that's a violation.
All right. Your wife was up all night with the bubble guts.
Oh.
Do you, one,
Take care of the kid all day so she can rest.
Aww.
Do you two watch NFL games all day and check on your fantasy football team? Or do you three work in the yard?
So I'm assuming it's a Sunday.
It is a Sunday.
Cowboys playing?
It was yesterday. Did the Cowboys play yesterday?
No, actually. We played on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't lose?
No, we won.
Even though they had a bye this week?
No.
They played Thursday.
They played Thursday.
Oh, they played Thursday. It's not Sunday. Okay.
Right. I mean, what can I really do for her, right?
You really need rest.
Yeah. Like, you know, I would check on her in between the games.
You have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kids watch the game, too, if you trained it right.
Yeah. My kid would be a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
Me and the kid are doing number two.
Okay.
There it is.
You guys are something else. Again, I'm answering as, not as Abby, but as Abraham.
Abraham, yes.
Knowing what my dad would do, he mm-hmm. would think... He would choose option C because it's a way to be productive. Be like, well, even if the kids are sick, the yard shouldn't be sick as well. Mm. So I'm going to go outside. I'm going to make sure our yard looks good. So when they feel good, they can go out in the yard. So
that's, C. That's your Abraham voice?
That's my Abraham voice. That's my father Abraham voice.
I'm not working in the yard. That one's off the table.
You're too soft these days.
The other options? I guess I'll hang with the kid.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
I guess I'll give her a rest. Uh-huh.
This did happen yesterday. I had the bubble guts all Saturday night. Night, and my doting, loving husband took care of the child all day so aww. I could rest in bed. It was glorious.
That's beautiful.
He even brought me food.
Dang, all right.
Whatever I could eat. All right, last one. Your mother
mm-hmm.
has a birthday coming up. Do you do nothing because you assume your wife will get the gift and the card, and she will? Do you buy the gift and card yourself? Or do you ask your wife to get something for your mom?
I would do number two, for sure. I would buy the gift in the car myself for my mom.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking my wife to do it. Abraham's a little lazy.
My mom's got dementia. I can move her birthday. Depends what's going on the weekend.
This has been a hot debate on social media, and women are tired of that mental, emotional load of having to take care of their husband's family, so it's time you step up and start buying the gifts for your own family.
Yeah, I don't want to be a mom, but being a father sounds amazing.
Right? I see it, Abraham. I see it in your future.
The Burt Show.
Is she the a-hole for not asking her friend to plan something to celebrate her own birthday? I'm a little confused, yep. Kristen.
It's convoluted, but when you hear what happened, you'll understand. So she's asking, am I the a-hole for not asking my friend to plan something to celebrate my birthday? I, Lily, 26-year-old female, and my two friends, Anne, 25-year-old female, and Penny, 30-year-old female, became really close group of friends when we met at work. I consider them both my best friends. Yes, Bert, best friends, tier one, thickest thieves, would do anything for them. Penny was laid off in November, but Ann and I still work for the company. However, we're all still close friends. January, Penny had her 30th birthday, planned a very expensive trip to another country. Both Ann and I were the only ones of Penny's friends who attended due to the cost, and it was a significant sacrifice. But we wanted to be there to celebrate. I personally spent nearly $2,000 for a 5-day trip and had to put off buying a car I desperately need to financially make this trip work. I value our friendship so much. That's still on you. That's not on Penny. I just want you to remember that. My 26th birthday was in mid-February. Anne loves to celebrate. She celebrates the big and the small, and I love it for her. She took it into her own hands to plan a few really thoughtful things for her and I to do in the days leading up to my birthday. Nothing major, just some small things like dinner, few activities around town, blah, blah, blah. Because Anne planned and paid for everything, I accepted her gift with appreciation and we enjoyed our time together. The morning of my birthday, Penny wished me a happy birthday and said we should get together later that week. A little while later, when I was at breakfast with my parents, I got a text from Penny saying I hurt her feelings because she wasn't invited to the things Anne had planned in the days prior. And that she would have liked celebrating my birthday, too. I apologized that her feelings were hurt, explained that I didn't plan any of it, and assumed Penny and I could do something separately, but also took ownership that maybe I shouldn't have made any assumption we could do something separately. She never responded to my message, is now giving me the silent treatment, and has even started to hide things like her fitness activity on Apple Watch and other petty things.
Petty.
Other things to note. Penny never once reached out to me anytime leading up to my birthday to ask to do anything or see if I had any plans. She never even mentioned my birthday when I saw her 2 days prior. Anne planned and paid for the entire thing, but yet Penny is blaming me for hurting her feelings. Penny was out of town the entire weekend of my birthday and wouldn't have been able to attend anything with Anne and I anyway. I just want to know, am I the a-hole here? And if it's my responsibility to ask someone to celebrate my birthday? I normally would never do that and would be fine if no one planned anything for my birthday, but now I have a friend cutting me off because I didn't ask her to celebrate me or read her mind that she wanted to do something since she never said anything. Just doesn't make any sense. A little insight and outsider opinions would be helpful. Thanks, Bircho.
Where are we going to go with this?
Well, it has really nothing to do with your birthday. I think your friend just feels like she's been left out of a fun hangout on a significant day, your birthday, and feels some type of way about it, which I don't really think we can blame her for. So I don't really think that you're the a-hole. I do think Anne is a little bit of an a-hole here because it's very clear that you guys celebrate birthdays together. Like if you're going on trips together, if you guys are getting dinner together for somebody's birthday, and then for yours, it's all of a sudden just a you and Anne thing. I could imagine why she would feel left out and she would feel really hurt by that. So I think you just got to have a sit down talk with her and make sure that she knows that it wasn't on you. But also I think maybe you need to have a conversation with Anne and ask like why she didn't invite Penny to do things with you.
Yeah, it never feels good to be like the odd man out. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. That was like my whole life in middle school, right? So I get why she's feeling like an outsider. But you can't get mad at the birthday girl when the birthday girl didn't do any of the planning. Like, she's deflecting because she doesn't want to address the real issue, which is with Anne, who planned everything and opted not to include Penny. But maybe she knew Penny was out of town, so that's why she didn't include her. So now Penny's making a stink about something that she wasn't even going to be able to attend anyway, which then in turn would make her the a-hole.
You said something really, really important there that I was feeling the exact same way about when you said the word middle school. Yeah, I used to feel this way when I was in middle school or high school, when there are groups of three and two are going to do something, you get those jealous feelings. But that's when you're 15 years old.
No, this is very much a 20-year-old thing, a 30-year-old thing, a 40-year-old thing, a 50-year-old thing.
It's like a woman thing then, because dudes don't care.
this certainly feels like a bit much. That's what I was thinking. I mean, okay, if they're three best friends and they're typically together and they do everything together, I understand Penny feeling away, but this feels... That feels more like something you just bring up. Like, yo, why wasn't I invited? But to cut her off and then to give it a silent right. treatment as a grown woman, it feels like the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm in agreement on this. And I've had this happen. Well, not it hasn't happened to me, but I've been the friend in this situation. Like a year ago when I was leaving for this new job and to move to this city, there was a friend that I used to like going to this certain bar with. And I did invite one of the other friends who doesn't like to drink to this bar. And she was like, why didn't you invite me? I'm like, well, every time I take you to this bar, you always complain about how you don't like going to bars. So why am I going to invite you? So it's just one of those annoying things about being a woman. You just got to get over.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every now and then, some audio or a video comes across my phone. A lot of you guys still have my phone number.
Oh, so this was a text, not a DM?
This was a text from a listener.
Okay.
I get them every day. Every single day.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Every day. More than once every day, I'd say, probably. And I gave that out how long ago?
Oh, years ago.
Years ago.
Wow.
Anyway, this one was too shocking not to share with you guys. It speaks for itself.
My husband slept with my sister so that we could have a baby. For some background, I have an identical twin sister, and I have fertility problems. She does not. My husband and I have been struggling to have a baby for the last 6.5 years. Without telling me, my sister and my husband decided to sleep together to get pregnant and surprise me that they are having a baby. And my sister wants me to have this baby and raise her baby after she slept with my husband. And he says that it's fine because it's like a surrogacy and it's the same thing. And like genetically, it's my baby. My sister says it's no big deal, that she's happy to do it for me. This is not the same as surrogacy. This is not the same as my egg going inside her and doing a fertility treatment. She slept with my husband. And my husband says that it's not cheating because it's basically the same lady parts. Because we're genetically the same. So it's the same lady parts.
Oh, wow.
Is what he says.
Oh, wow.
Therefore, it's not cheating.
So they have given her the gift of a baby, and she is acting like this. So selfish.
That's very kind of her.
I mean, wow.
I don't even know if this is real. Can that be real?
It maybe. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But the amount of gaslighting the husband and sister are doing to her, like, yeah. This is just a fertility treatment, yes. But you don't have to shell out $25,000 right. To have the baby. But here's the thing, as somebody who dealt with infertility and did IVF twice and whatnot, I was a willing participant.
This is something you should get permission beforehand. Yes. Like, I'm sure you had to sign a bunch of waivers beforehand.
Yeah. I knew my husband was making a deposit in a cup and that later on I was going to have a fertilized egg implanted into my uterus. Like, I was a part of that whole plan. It wasn't like just, poof, surprise, we're doing this for you.
A beautiful surprise.
That I gift a life surprise. This is just wow.
So they sat there together, came up with this plan, and then one of them said, "You think we should tell her?"
No.
I need to know.
We don't need to run this by her.
It's fine.
My favorite part is the rationale that you guys are twins, so they're basically the same parts.
Yeah.
So it's not cheating.
It's not cheating. it's not cheating.
And the intent wasn't for pleasure, it was to have a baby.
I'm extending myself for you.
A gift.
Oh, man.
All right, Abby. So it's happening to you all the time now on Instagram. Are these dudes being real or not?
Yeah, it's happening so much to me that I'm starting to think maybe I should take them up on the offer. Like, if they're, I'm getting these offers over and over again, I might as well look into it and see if I could actually get my bills paid. So I know I'm not the only girl that gets a lot of these DMs from these sugar daddies on Instagram claiming they don't want anything in return. They just want my company for a couple of $1,000s. So an example would say something like, "Hello, pretty," red heart emoji. "Nice to meet you. I saw your profile pictures and I would be happy if you would text me back. I'd love to be your sugar daddy while you would be my sugar baby, my sugar girl, and I'll be here to take care of you and get you paid weekly. My payments start from $5,000 if you're interested." Red heart emoji, red heart emoji, red heart emoji.
And there's only a small chance that you will end up in the trunk of my car. or worse, my glove box.
But for $5,000 a week, I mean, like, how many weeks are we talking? Mm. Can pay off my parents' house. There's a couple others that I'll get. One says, "Sorry if this offends you, but I find you to be really attractive and I'd like you to be my sugar baby."
Wait, which part offends you? Like, "I'm sorry that I find you attractive. I hope you're not offended."
Well, some women may think that if you're coming to me to be a sugar baby, maybe you see me as like a slut or a skank. So maybe he's like, "I don't want to offend you."
Yeah, you focus on the wrong part of the statement. He's not worried she's going to be offended he finds her attractive. He's going to be worried if she finds it offensive that he wants to pay her to be in her company. Uh-huh. That's called prostitution.
It's called paying for the nose job. She got a couple.
The face is forever, but the debt is lingering. But it says, I find you to be really attractive and I'd like you to be my sugar baby. We can discuss an allowance later. I'll basically pay for your time, just letting you know my intentions. So tell me if you'd be interested. There's another one that said, oh, wait, I didn't take a good screenshot of that one.
Do you want to ask women that have been approached if they've gone down this route and you didn't even know them? Like, was this real or not? Yes.
I would love if any Burt Show fam listeners are currently listening and have done this before. If you've gone down the rabbit hole.
Oh, we have a lot of sugar babies listening.
But not ones that are like on a website specifically for this. Like some rando hits you on Instagram. Yes. And you're like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And then is it legit or not? Is that what we're asking?
I want to know if these sugar daddies are legit. I'm getting so many of them that it would be nice if I could get my bills paid by some random man on the internet. I don't want my bank account to get drafted by this random man on the internet. I want some Venmo payment sent to me.
1-855-BIRCHO. I wonder if we'll find out that this is a similar scam that I played out with those random text messages a couple of weeks ago. And the end game is trying for these guys to get an account for them to give you that money in. And then once they get your account number, I don't know.
I would only dabble in cash. Did you check out their profiles?
Well, they're all usually on private. It's always like, it's like an older man. You can see his profile picture and then the account will be like, widowed husband, father of two, love my fur baby, something like that. They make it look very wholesome. So I'm like, maybe they're legit. I feel like out of the 15 messages I've gotten, there's got to be one guy that's really legit. There's got
to
be one
guy. Have you seriously gotten like 15 solicitations to be a sugar baby?
Easily. Over the last 5 years, at least 100.
No.
I probably get two a day, honestly.
I don't want you to take this as an insult because I do feel like you're sugar baby worthy, but I think this is a scam.
I know my gut says scam, but my heart says, please don't let it be a scam.
No, not your heart. Your bank account is saying, please don't let it be a scam.
She's flattered by them approaching you on looks alone at first. There's something flattering about that. So you want it to be real.
Yeah. They're like, she looks like she can pay her. She has money in her bank account. Let's reach out to her and see if we can scam her out of some money. So I want it to be real. Do I think it is? No. But if there's somebody out there that's had success, I would like to know.
Sure. Could be a whole industry. Hey, Chrissy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. So, same thing. I got hit up on Instagram, and he even said, oh, we don't even have to meet. And that's when my interest kind of peaked a little bit. I was like, wait, I don't have to actually see you? Okay, how much? Because, you know, student loans and all. So, once he brought up PayPal, that's when I said I was out. I said, nope, Venmo, Cash App. And he's like, nope, only PayPal. I said, I've heard enough, Cam.
Okay, so I'm not sure the ins and outs of PayPal, but I'm wondering if he gets your account info, if he could somehow manipulate and hack at that point. Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. I've heard so many people being hacked through their PayPal, so that's the last straw that kind of scared me off.
Okay, I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
That's interesting because I always thought PayPal was like the most secure way to pay.
Yeah, I've gotten paid through PayPal before, but maybe they're stealing money from my account and I just haven't realized it yet.
I know this might be a reach here, but if you're looking at worst case scenario, women have to worry about the sex trafficking thing. You know, are they trying to lure you in for that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Diana, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So when I was in college, like a long time ago, I did get a DM from a sugar daddy, quote unquote, and he was real and he was local, but and he did pay for my tuition. So it was definitely real, but now I feel like they are scams because the ones that are now, their profiles are like not quite what they were back in the day. So I would definitely not respond.
Really? Yeah. So I should have started this up 5 years ago.
Yeah, the world is going to hell in a handbasket now. Back in the day, you could trust a sugar daddy, to be honest.
We used to be a proper country.
Nowadays, it's all gone to hell. Do you want to call an audible here and run with this? Like, you guys call up flexing your intelligence. The fact that you know that most don't. We just went around the room. If you want to get in on this, 1-855-BIRCHO. I eat walnuts every day, but I'm not really sure what a walnut is, actually. So I Google it during the show because we're very busy in here. And found out that walnuts are not actually nuts at all. Walnuts are the seeds of a fruit called a drupe. D-R-U-P-E. Now you know.
So they're a droop nut?
It's not a droopy nut.
A droopy nut.
That's sad. That is. So do you have one of those now you know moments? 1-855-BIRCHO, because we went around the room and most had them.
Mm-hmm. And this just happened recently. One of my good friends, Michelle, sent me this information about where, like, throwing up the middle finger and saying F you came from, right? Because I am notorious in my friend group. When we take group photos, I like to throw the bird. I'm super mature. Anyway, before the Battle of Agincourt in 1415, the French, anticipating victory over the English, proposed to cut off the middle finger of all captured English soldiers.
Really?
Without the middle finger, it would be impossible to draw the renowned English longbow. And therefore, they would be incapable of fighting in the future. This famous English longbow was made of the native English yew tree. And the act of drawing the longbow was known as plucking the yew, or pluck yew.
Yew!
Much to the bewilderment of the French, the English won a major upset and began mocking the French by waving their middle fingers at the defeated French and saying, pluck yew. Over the decades, Americans have since changed the words to from pluck you to F you, mm-hmm. And that's why we threw up the bird.
Whoa, bro. The more you know. 1-855-BIRCHO. Cassie.
I love these facts so much. This is my favorite. I'll like read them all day on Reddit. So I found out why pirates wear eye patches, and it's not generally always because they lost an eye like you would think. If you think about it, that's a lot of pirates losing eyes. It's because when they're on the ships sailing, they have one eye covered, so when they go below deck, they instantly are acclimated to the darkness, and they can just move the patch to the other eye and see immediately in the dark. Then you go back above the deck, and that other eye is already acclimating to the dark, so it just makes it easier to switch back and forth between the two.
The more you know. There it is.
I found out another really interesting one yesterday, and this one's especially for parents, why kids don't like vegetables. And it's an evolutionary thing. It's because kids don't like bitter stuff because poisons are bitter. So to survive, children, if they ate something bitter because their bodies are so small, they would spit it out immediately because their brain is registering it as poison. They have more taste buds than adults. So the older you get, you lose your taste buds and those vegetables stop tasting as bitter.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Unless you call broccoli brontosaurus trees and then they'll eat whatever.
You guys know what Bic pens are, right?
Yeah.
Pretty standard pen. Mm-hmm. The top on it has a little hole at the very top of the cap that comes off. Why is there a hole there?
So you don't choke.
So when a kid swallows it, you don't choke. The air goes through the top of the pen. Whoa!
I like the way Cassie answered that, like, duh.
I know.
So you don't choke.
But didn't it happen? Like, didn't it happen? And that's why they did that? Because
that I don't know.
Yeah.
So why do they know not to eat vegetables, but they'll eat Bic pens? What are those taste buds?
No one said they were smart. It's their lizard brains. All right.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.